T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, everyone. It is the first day of July. Like we've said many times, we hope July minds itself.
It's like June just wasn't, like June just flew, dude. I mean, I always say that, but like June, like literally, like I guess there's nothing going on that June just can just go away.
Well, a couple of the months this year felt like they were never going to end, but you're right.
Yeah.
Did feel like June flew by.
Poor June, man. June 2020 needs a remake in 2021, man. There's something cool happening because there was nothing going on.
I mean, the sooner we can get a vaccine for this nonsense, because right now they're saying that we in the United States are the worst example in the entire world of the coronavirus and how we have handled everything and the outbreak and the amount of people who have been infected, and it's just, we are doing everything wrong.
I saw we're a third of the way from a vaccine, and I was like, okay, I mean, I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
We were a third away also in April, but it's like, you know what I'm thinking? Like, when we're closer to a vaccine, we're going to end up seeing, like, fake vaccines of, like, dummy pills or pills that actually could harm you. You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's going to be, like, a rush to get, like, the vaccine, and then there's going to be people selling stuff like, hey, we have a generic that's like the vaccine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, basically, like, when people were selling
dummy... Oh, you think it's a pill? I thought
it was
going to be
like... Or a
shot
or whatever it is. When it gets closer to having a vaccine, there's going to be some fake company taking advantage of that's going to be offering fake and take advantage, and people lose money and possibly die.
Wow. Way to have a great outlook on that.
Jeez,
Alex.
I know.
Good way to start the day.
Happy July 1st.
Wow.
You got something funny for me? God, lift me up, bro.
Well, it actually is... What, Sarah?
No, I didn't say anything. Oh. I'm good.
It's International Joke Day.
Oh, well, there you go. Lift me up.
So I'm going to try to do my best. I don't feel like telling a joke after that tirade.
Just get out of pretend that never happened.
But I did do some little investigation of the best joke ever told, the funniest joke ever told, according to a scientist.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
There is a British researcher by the name of Richard Wiseman. He did the legwork for a new book called Ha! The Science of When We Laugh and Why, and he labored to understand the core of humor, and among his findings, he determined that the funniest animal is apparently a duck. Well, it's got the letter K, which is always funny. So, according to him, the funniest joke ever, according to research.
See, that's a joke there. That's a joke itself.
According to research?
Well, a scientist thinking a joke is funny because scientists are usually stiff, like no humor.
Sure. They actually did a little investigation, found this to be the funniest joke of all time. So let's see if you laugh, okay?
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, please do. All right, here we go. The funniest joke ever told for this International Joke Day. Two hunters are out in the woods when one of them collapses. He's not breathing and his eyes are glazed, so his friends call 911. My friend is dead. What should I do? The operator replies, calm down, sir. I can help. First, make sure that he's dead. There's a silence and then a loud bang. Back on the phone, the hunter says, okay, now what?
Dude.
That's the funniest?
That's the funniest joke of all time.
I mean, it's good, but it's not funny. And what does it have to do with a duck?
That's the funniest joke it's ever been told.
Where's the duck aspect?
I don't know. Maybe they're duck hunting?
Okay. Wow. Booker, your dumbest joke ever has been funnier than the funniest joke ever by a scientist.
According to researchers.
Wow.
It's the funniest joke ever told on this International Joke Day. Booker, Alex, and Sarah, this is Mix 94.7. Y'all, ever since NASA and Elon Musk's SpaceX launched those astronauts into space recently, I've been obsessed with outer space. I'm watching all these documentaries. I just watched a whole movie about the International Space Station. I think it's so fascinating. So this really piqued my interest, and I want to ask you the question. Have you ever wondered what it smells like to be in outer space?
Like rocks. I mean, when you see the moon, you think, I don't think it smells like cheese. I think it smells like rocks out there.
I don't know what it smells like, but I know what space ice cream tastes like.
Oh, yeah. I love that dry ice cream.
Dippin' Dots?
No,
dude.
What's space ice cream?
The dried one.
It's a square. You get it at like NASA or another science museum. It comes in a silver package.
Yep.
And it's like dried out marshmallow, but it's space ice cream.
It's
like what the astronauts eat in space.
Not sure I could trust you guys.
I'm gonna bring you some, bro.
Well, let me ask you this. Ever wonder if it would be a turn on for you if you smelled like outer space?
No, you smell like a yard, like being in the sun all day.
Well, there's a new fragrance called Eau de Space that literally smells like outer space. It was originally developed by NASA to prepare astronauts for what they would smell once they're in space, and now it's being released to the public. The company that originally made the scent for NASA just launched a Kickstarter, and you can get yourselves a little bottle of the stuff for $29.
Jeez.
It comes in a cologne or perfume bottle. And the people behind it say you can spray it on yourself. So what does it smell like? Does it smell like rocks? No, it really doesn't.
Really?
Take a listen.
I was completely blown away. No one had told me. Space smells. The smell was strong and unique. Nothing like anything I'd ever smelled on Earth before. Some kind of metallic mixture of other things that I just didn't know how to describe. Rarely a day goes by when I don't think about the smell of space.
That's former astronaut Tony Antonelli. So what they're saying the cologne smells like, which is just like space, a mix of gunpowder, seared steak, raspberries, and rum.
Random.
Hey, Booker.
Yeah.
If I wore it and I came into the studio, would you say you smell like out of this world?
No, he wouldn't. He's so mad. Oh my God, what a hell of a joke. That's funny. And by the way, they missed the mark big time on this in their marketing campaign of this space cologne, because I would have called it SpaceX, Elon's Musk.
Oh!
You see what I did? Or I'd call it Space Musk.
Oh, no, I get it. A trivia question stumbled upon me, and I read it and said, why do I not know the answer to this? Because I've lived in Texas for many, many years. Add up my time in Austin with my time in Houston and my time in Dallas.
I forget about Dallas and you.
Yeah, it was a brief moment of my life, but a very nice one.
Yeah,
anyway, the two of you are born and raised Texans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you were born in the 305, but lived in El Paso your whole life. Sarah from Dallas. I'm going to pose you a trivia question that I bet you don't know the answer to about a great state of Texas. You ready?
Fine. Yeah.
What is the official sport of Texas?
Football, duh.
Sarah?
Well, it's not going to be football because.
Oh, that's the obvious
surprise.
No. Hold on. Let me go back. When I saw the question, didn't know the answer immediately. I had my guess, but I didn't know the answer immediately. Just like the two of you. You made a guess, but you don't really know the answer, right?
Well, I think it's football.
Okay, right.
But
Sarah,
I was like croquet or
badminton.
Sarah,
croquet.
All right.
Ooh,
how about
barrel
this?
Racing?
Barrel racing.
I will give you an A, B, and C. Okay.
Perfect.
What is the official sport of Texas? Is it A, rodeo?
Barrel racing. Okay.
B,
so rodeo.
Football.
Uh-huh.
Or C, baseball.
Okay, so then rodeo, because I said barrel racing. Same
rodeo,
thing.
Football, or baseball? What's the answer?
It should be football, but it's probably the most ridiculous one. Well, not ridiculous, but there's more cowboys and cowgirls, so I'm going with what Sarah said. Or not barrel race, but rodeo.
So you say rodeo, Sarah says rodeo. I'll tell you the answer in 3 minutes on Mix 94.7. All right, what is the official sport of Texas? Is it A, rodeo, B, football, or C, baseball? Both Alex and Sarah said that it is rodeo. Are you locking in those answers?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's the obvious, but it should be football. It should football's the obvious. Well, football's the obvious, but it's clearly not football because this wouldn't be a question if it was. You know what I'm saying? We all know football's the answer.
Don't get it twisted here. It might still be football. I just said I didn't know what the answer was.
Okay.
What is the official sport of Texas?
You know what? I'm taking football, Sarah. You can go with rodeo.
Sarah's going to lock in rodeo?
Yeah.
Alex is locking in football? Well, I will tell you without giving away the answer.
Oh, my gosh.
My guess was football, too. I mean, what is more Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Then Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah. And then college. Then you got NFL. You have the America's team right here. Dallas Cowboys.
Hello. The official sport of Texas has got to be football.
Oh, yeah.
So are Alex and I right? Or is Sarah Osborne right? The official sport of Texas.
Oh, my God. You're dragging this out forever, Ryan Seacrest.
Is.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He doesn't even know. I don't even care that much.
Actually, I don't know. I was hoping you'd tell me.
Are you being serious?
Totally kidding.
Oh, God.
The official sport of Texas is rodeo!
Yeah. Wow, I guessed it.
And where did that come from?
So Texans obviously take their football seriously, but the official state sport is actually rodeo thanks to a 1997 resolution. We also share this with South Dakota and Wyoming. A few interesting sports of official state status too, like jousting and lacrosse in Maryland. Okay. Surfing and outrigger canoe paddling in what state? Surfing and outrigger canoe paddling.
California. Well,
California.
Hawaii.
Okay.
And wakeboarding in, I'm just going to tell you because you're never going to guess, Michigan.
What? Oh.
That makes no sense. So there you go. The official sport of Texas is rodeo, y'all. Did Jada Pinkett Smith have an affair? And here's a really weird thing. Will might have consented. More on that and what's trending coming up next on Mix 94.7.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Wow. I tell you, as weird as this story is, when I first heard it, I was not the slightest bit surprised because I have heard rumors about their relationship for a long, long time now. Singer August Alsina claims that he had an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith with Will Smith's consent.
What?
He said,
really?
Quote, I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership. He gave me his blessing. August, by the way, 27. Jada is 48. Take a listen.
I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership that they've spoken on several times. He gave me his blessing. And I totally gave myself to that relationship for years of my life. And I truly and really, really deeply loved and have a ton of love for her. I devoted myself to it. I gave my full self to it.
Dude.
I don't believe it.
That's just crazy.
Please
tell me next that Will Smith was there watching. Please tell me. That's just going to make it more weird.
I do believe it. I honestly do.
I really do, too.
And here's how it came about. He was introduced to her by her son, Jaden, and became very close to her and the whole family, really. He even went on vacation with them to Hawaii in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Jada's rep says August's story is absolutely not true. So there you go, Sarah, your validation. But this does not surprise me at all.
If it was true, why would she not say, yes, it is true? If they're so progressive and have a partnership and that's what it's all about, why would they not be like, yeah, that's true?
I don't know, but it's, according to society, it's an unusual situation they're in. So maybe their decision to keep it private is to protect their children. I don't know.
All the ingredients are there, though. Like, you know what I mean? You mentioned that they all went to Hawaii together and they've hung out together. Everything is there for it to happen.
Well, somebody got in Hawaii.
Someone did, not just off the plane.
Aloha.
Man, what year is it, y'all? Zootopia, which is one of my favorite movies that I just saw because I have a 5- and 3-year-old, which happened to be released in 2016, topped the weekend box office.
So weird. We just told you last week Jurassic Park was number one.
I mean, this is crazy, y'all. It brought in an estimated $280,000 through drive-ins and movie theaters, which I didn't realize that there are 1,100 theaters open during this crazy time, during this pandemic.
Y'all, I just want to give a shout out to Blue Starlight Round Rock Drive-In, which after we talked about the drive-in in Round Rock, literally on cue, there was a fire that burned it to the ground. There's now a GoFundMe campaign to help out with repairs. It's devastating. It really is.
I know.
But I also want to recommend Doc's Drive-In, which is new, believe it or not. Like, who opens a brand new drive-in theater? But it's out by my mom in Buda. So swing on by, say hi to my mom, and then go catch a film from 1989.
I mean, seriously, this is a GoFundMe that I would donate to because we need a drive-in theater more than ever now, and I never thought in my life I would say that. By the way, second place with an estimated $260,000, 2012's Avengers. I mean, what?
Nice. Y'all, Sia has revealed she is now a grandmother after her son had two babies. And apparently they call her Nana, which I don't really understand because if they're babies, how do they call her Nana?
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, no joke.
Hold on, I'm confused. Say that again.
Okay, so Sia, the headline is, has revealed that she is a grandmother after her son had two babies because she adopted two teenage boys who were aging out of the foster care system last year. And now one of her sons has had two babies, and apparently the babies call her Nana. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. If they're babies, they can't speak. But she's trying to get them.
Okay, I get you now. I
mean, thank you.
I had a hard time following her. Because that's exactly what they should call her, because she is her grandmother. Nana is a, you know, common.
Yeah, when they're like three or two and they start talking.
Okay, I got you. I mean, I got you.
She literally said, my youngest son just had two babies. I'm just immediately horrified. No, I'm cool. They call me Anna. I'm trying to get them to call me Lovey. And I'm like, Sia, babies can't talk. But I don't know if she just means that her son is referring to her as Nana.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Anyway, dang, a lot has changed in her life going from single to all of a sudden two teenage boys to now being a grandma. So she's doing good things.
Nana, look at me when I'm talking to you. Could you imagine? Like, they try to kiss Nana with like a giant hat on her face.
Yeah, how do you kiss her with that wig covering her eyes? Imagine her going to like soccer games with the wig on. Who's that crazy lady over there? Oh, it's just Sia. That's Nana.
Wow. Did Will Smith let Jada Pinkett have an affair? Zootopia topped the box office this weekend 4 years after it was first released. And Sia just became a grandmother. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It's streaming on your phone and through your smart speakers in the radio.com app. Good morning. Today is a day that's got Brad Booker written all over it. It is July the 1st. Mm-hmm. It is also International Joke Day.
Oh, this is your day.
Oh,
so
boy.
Let's do it. Let's try it again, y'all. Sarah's going to set up the story, and I will do my best to give the punchline in something we call Booker's Got Jokes.
Thinks he's funny. Telling jokes because he thinks he's funny. Booker's got jokes. Telling jokes because he thinks he's funny. Telling jokes because he thinks he's funny. Booker's got jokes.
All right. Sarah is going to give a headline of something that's recently in the news. And I'm going to see if I can finish it with a great dad joke.
Oh, man. No pressure.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
And by the way, some are going to be good, some are not going to land.
All right.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is strongly in favor of kids going back to school in the fall.
Oh, yeah, they're being opposed by 0% of parents.
I mean, yes, that's true. But I could have come up with that punchline.
All right.
Okay. All right, I'm warming up.
As they say, they save the best for last.
That's right. I'm on an incline. Okay.
It was very conservative for you.
Oh, man.
Corona has actually moved up on the list of popular baby names.
I wonder if this has ever happened before. I guess I'll just have to ask my mom polio.
Seriously?
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
God.
Huh?
It's okay. Hundreds of employees at a Tyson chicken plant tested positive for COVID-19.
So say that one more time.
hundreds of employees at a Tyson chicken plant tested positive for COVID-19.
Man, that's clucked up.
See,
that's cute.
That's the Brad Booker I know.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
I just got to get warmed up. I'm ready for you. Come on, bring it.
In Washington State, a drunk driver was caught after he crashed his car and abandoned it on Sesame Street.
In Washington State, a drunk driver was caught after he crashed his car and abandoned it on Sesame Street.
This is real. Wow.
This punchline is being brought to you by the letters D, U, and I.
I like that one.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next setup. Costco will no longer sell half sheet cakes.
I'm not even sure what that means. What are half sheet cakes?
Like they're going to do, I think, round cakes, but before they would do like a big, huge sheet, like a big, huge sheet, but then they cut it in half and you would get half.
Because no one finished the whole sheet, right, Sarah?
Oh, is that what it was?
It was way too much, bro. No one should eat that much cake.
Well, I mean, I know customers are going to be disappointed, but sheet happens.
Oh, my God. Bro, that is so you. It's not even funny. All right, bro. If I were you, I'd just leave on these last two. Take the morning off, bro. You nailed it so far.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
Broadway will be closed for the rest of the year.
Very
which
sad.
Is not funny. There's nothing funny about that.
No, it is not funny that Broadway will be closed for the rest of the year. So let's see. Okay, so fans of Broadway will not be able to see Rent, and Broadway performers will not be able to pay it.
That's messed up. Why did you even go down that road? Oh, dude, that's so wrong, but it's so, like, it's a great joke, but it's an unfortunate
I know.
Situation.
All right. That's the thing about jokes is you have to find the humor in the darkness.
There you go, I guess.
Should I do one more?
Sure.
Since that was such a sad one.
Leave us on a high note. Come on, Brad Booker.
All right.
Okay. The Biden campaign is 35% people of color and 53% women.
So 53 and 35, 88. So the other 12% are just there to wipe the drool off his chin.
Sweet. Not good. That was real bad.
You should have left on that.
That was a bad one.
His current record is 1,433 wins with just 123 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are ready for Trey. Trey lives in Dale. She makes the commute to Buda, where she works as a pharmacy tech. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Trey!
Hey. Hi!
Hey, hey! Is Trey short for something?
Nope.
Oh, just Trey.
My wife grew up on a street called Trey Burden in El Paso. I don't know if Trey Burden is a guy or a girl. I guess I can look that up. But
I don't know that I've ever met a female named Trey. I'm sure people confuse you all the time.
I don't know if I've met a guy named Trey. Have you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who?
Lots of Treys.
Name one.
I mean, I knew a Trey Jones growing up.
Trey Jones? Who didn't know Trey Jones?
Trey Burden here. Oh, he's a tight end for the... That's not... He's no. This is a tight
actually,
end
there
for,
was also a Trey when I was a junior in... freshman in high school, he was a junior in high school.
My boy's girlfriend's name is Trina.
Well, that's not Trey.
Alex.
What?
Dave Matthews. Trina. Who does he always play with? Trey.
The dude from Fish.
Anastasio
something. Yeah. All right, that's more popular.
You know a Trey.
I do now.
All right.
I know a couple.
I'm going to leave the room right
there?
Now. Hello, Trey?
Yes.
Sarah's going to ask you five pop culture trivia questions while I'm gone. And as soon as you're done, I'll be back to answer the same five. Just get more right than me to win. So good luck, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Trey, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Thank
you. I'm also going to throw in Trey Parker.
Good call. Ended on that one. That's a high note, Sarah. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, question number one. There is a new movie coming to Netflix on Friday called Desperados. It looks like the best rom-com that I've needed in my life, and I'm so excited about it. In it is Anna Camp. Anna Camp is from Pitch Perfect. She was part of what singing group in Pitch Perfect?
Bellas.
Okay. Hamilton is also out on Disney Plus July 3rd, so we have two things to watch. In Hamilton, what king from England appears in the musical? He has a couple big scenes.
Oh, man, you broke out on me.
What king from England appears in the musical Hamilton?
Oh, pass. I don't know.
Okay. Liv Tyler is 43 years old today. She plays a paramedic by the name of Michelle Blake in what TV show that is based in Austin? But it's not really shot here, but they're supposed to be in Austin.
Oh, I know this. Pass. Do you see What King from Hamilton?
I was saying what king from England appears in the musical?
Oh. Okay, pass.
Okay. So some people are demanding that we drop the Star Spangled Banner due to its racist roots and replace it with America the Beautiful or even Imagine. Who sings the song Imagine? It's a Beatle. Give me a big hint. Imagine.
I don't know.
All... Okay. And finally, Matthew Broderick, Alan Ruck, and Mia Sara, a.k.a. Ferris Bueller, Cameron, and Sloan, all joined forces to reflect on John Hughes' film, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What Dirty Dancing star also makes an appearance in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Take a guess.
Jennifer Grey.
All right. We'll bring him back in.
Booker!
It's so much easier when you're not on the spot.
If I had a dollar for everyone that said, I mean, seriously, it really, really is. It's a lot of pressure.
Hi. How'd it go?
She got two right.
Two right. Okay.
Case of the.
You ready?
A lot easier in the car or wherever.
Oh, yeah, always
is. Which is true.
Yep. I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Desperados is a new rom-com coming to Netflix on Friday. I'm so excited about it. It looks so good.
I haven't heard of it.
I would like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so good.
Okay.
In it is Nassim Pradrad, who was in Saturday Night Live, but
love
also
her so
Anna
much.
Camp. You don't know who she is.
I have no idea.
Also, Anna Camp mm-hmm. from Pitch Perfect. Mm-hmm. Anna Camp was part of what singing group in Pitch Perfect?
She was a pretty blonde, right? The Barton
I'm
Bellas?
Not gonna answer that. Yes, that is correct. She's the one that threw up a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hamilton is also coming to Disney Plus on July 3rd, so
oh,
there's so many things to watch. Yes. What king from England appears in the musical?
King George?
Yeah. Technically King George, I believe, the third.
Oh,
but I was going to go with King George no matter
well, everybody
what.
Everybody knows it's not King George the first.
Yeah. Liv Tyler is 43 years old today. She plays Michelle Blake, a paramedic, in what TV show that is based in Austin? Not shot here, but they're supposed to be here.
It's either Lone Star 911 or 911 Lone Star. I forget. I think it's Lone Star 911.
Yes, that is correct.
That show, by the way, has grown on me.
Lame.
I mean, what you know?
Lame.
What yes. you know?
Yes.
Yes. You know that it's over the top and
yep.
campy, and then accept it for what it is.
Yep.
It's fun.
No, it really, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. So, some people are demanding that we drop the Star Spangled Banner due to its racist roots and replace it with either America the Beautiful or Imagine. Who sings Imagine?
John Lennon.
Mm-hmm. And finally, this is so cool. So, to reflect on Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which was filmed 34 years ago, Matthew Broderick, Alan Ruck, and Mia Sara got together. That's Ferris Bueller, Cameron, and Sloan. What Dirty Dancing star has an appearance in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Appearance? You make it sound like she's just got a cameo. She's the
well,
co-star of the whole movie.
In Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
She's not.
She's not?
She's really just the beginning.
His girlfriend, Jennifer Grey?
That's not his girlfriend. That's his sister.
A sister, yeah.
Dude, and she's only in the beginning.
I'm sorry.
The end.
Yeah. Not his girlfriend,
yeah,
his sister.
Girlfriend
Sloan is the
Sloan.
Girlfriend that's the star.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But Jennifer Grey's got a prominent role in the film.
I mean,
not really.
No.
Y'all, is in this movie quite a bit.
I mean, for like
no.
a second or two. I mean, the
in
most.
The beginning.
You're crazy. You guys are crazy. I challenge you.
I don't know, but I agree with Booker on this.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's got a prominent role because she's mad the whole time about the fact that he gets away with everything, and she goes and tries to bust him in bed. And
but that's just one scene. She doesn't try to bust him every time throughout the film.
She's definitely a prominent. She is an important character.
She is an important character, being his sister. You're absolutely
right. Anyway, you got all five right.
Man. Oh, I did? Well, thank you.
Man.
Trey, thank
that's
you for
all
the
that's
backup.
Important.
Hey, by the way, text your comments to 51993 as to whether or not Jennifer Grey is a big part of the movie Ferris Bueller's
Day Off. She's a big part, her character.
Well,
but
you
it's
said
not like
it's,
she's
she has an appearance. Alex said that she's barely in it.
She's not. Every other character has more time in it than her.
Absolutely.
Screen time.
I'm going to Google it.
I can't wait. This is going to be great. And if you don't hear Booker from 7:35 and on, it's because he left mad because he was wrong.
Well, anyway, Trey, thank you so much for playing, and better luck next time. It is definitely hard whenever you're on the spot.
Yeah, thank you, girl.
No joke. Well, guess what, guys? This is Trey from Dale, and I cannot beat Booker.
All right. It's all good, girl.
Thank you so much.
Great, though.
All right, coming up in 6 minutes, it's Miss Connections. So this is really funny. Tanya said that a guy came to her front door. He's a pest control guy. And he was trying to sell her pest control services. But then she missed out on the chance to get his info. She's asked us for help, and we're here to do so in just a few minutes.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Miss Connections on Mix 94.7.
All right, Alex and Sarah, say hi to Tanya!
Hey!
Hi! Hey! Tanya. Good morning, Tanya. So tell us how you missed out on a chance to find your one true love.
We'll see about that. He was really cute.
Okay, so Brian, the pest control guy, was really cute.
He was a really cute dude, and he just showed up at my door on a Segway looking for new business.
Okay,
you might know the kind where they tell you they're in the neighborhood, quote unquote.
Oh yeah, that
was awesome. Offer the service to you. His name was Brian, and he had a tight, form-fitting polo on and shorts that fit in all the right places.
Right.
I was like, oh. Hell yes.
Okay.
And so I opened the door and I was like, hey, and kind of fell in love at first sight when he said, sorry to bug you.
Oh, a play on his profession. I see.
Was he trying to be funny or was that just a...
like he wasn't even thinking.
Yeah, it could have been a sorry to bug you.
I mean, he had a slight like twinkle in his eye.
Okay,
and he
right.
might have that phrase before. I'm not sure. It kind of came up pretty quick, but...
All right, well, everything sounds good so far. What went wrong?
My roommate came to the door, was really rude, and didn't want to hear what he had to say, and quickly said, no thanks, we are renters and don't make these decisions, and slammed the door on him.
Okay.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So hot and funny, and the best thing that has come to my door in months.
Yeah, well, probably the only thing that's come to your door in months.
I mean, seriously.
All right, well, Tanya, we tried to find Brian, and it took us a while because apparently this pest control company is used to getting more negative complaints than they are positive messages. So they weren't real quick in getting back with us. And then on top of that, we found out that Brian no longer works for the company. Fortunately, they were kind enough to put us in touch with them. So we have him on the phone waiting on the other line. If you're ready, I'll conference him in.
Yeah.
Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So before we move on with what we have to say, we just want to make sure that you're single.
Yeah, I am.
This is good news because we've got Tanya on the phone.
Hi.
Well, first of all, when you walk up to someplace and say sorry to bug you, do you mean it as like, hey, I'm sorry to bother you? Or is that a pest control joke?
I mean, it's both. Like, you know, it seemed like a funny little... you know, icebreaker thing I could do to make the fact that I'm trying to sell people on
pest
control easier.
I love it. How do you not laugh at that?
Don't mean to be a pest.
Hey. Ooh, use right. that one. Oh, I guess you don't work for them anymore.
Ooh, no, good one.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. Okay, so I don't know if you remember Tanya, but you were trying to sell her a few weeks ago, and her roommate came and abruptly shut the door on you. Well... Tanya contacted us because she didn't know how to get a hold of you, and we found you, but now we're in this weird situation where it's like, we want to send you out on a date, but we don't know if you guys are in a position, if you feel comfortable going out, or maybe we just make the connection. You can figure out what you want to do.
Zoom it out.
Yeah. When you're ready to go out, we'll pay for dinner if you decide you want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, look, honestly, I went to probably a million houses over the course of this job. And like a literal million, you know, I'm still time traveling to make it happen.
Uh-huh.
I don't, I don't know that I remember her specifically, because getting the door slammed in my face was more common than you'd maybe think it was.
That's funny. Yeah, seriously.
That makes sense.
I'd totally be up for a Zoom call, at least to like chat and see if there's a spark or anything.
There you go.
Hey, read between the lines, Tanya. He wants to see what you look like, which is completely understandable.
Totally.
You know, have a virtual day before you decide to meet up on one.
Totally.
How about that? Is that cool with you?
That's cool with me.
All right, perfect. We'll set it up. All right.
Awesome.
How about that? Congratulations.
See, he got her business in some way. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not the bug business, but, you know, he's got it hooked up.
I see what you did there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.